Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN 743. It's not a question of whether you should be on social media, it's where in the social media universe you should be. We talk about this often with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. This morning, Scott has some new insights to add to the conversation. Scott, what's new when it comes to choosing where we should focus?
Morning, Bob. Well, it's a new in-depth report, and it's about social media usage trends that go back to the past decade. So we're going all the way back here to 2012, and it's done by this app analytics platform called App Annie. And if you haven't heard of them, they're actually really thorough when it comes to this kind of research. And the reason why this particular one grabs my attention is because of there's so much data, it's what we can deduce from all this data.
I get it. So all those times I've asked you if I should be on Pinterest, there's something a little more tangible now?
Yes, kind of. You know, it's more about the overall trends of how people are using social media so we can arrive at where we should go next. The general answer to whether or not I should be on platform X or platform Y, it's always going to stay the same. You want to be on the platform where your customers and your followers are. So if you're on Pinterest and no one else is, it's going to get really lonely for you fast. But if you aren't there and thousands of people are just waiting at the edge of their seats for your arrival, then, you know, you have an easier choice to make.
So what are the big takeaways from this report?
Well, there's a few. One important one is that there is a huge rise in consumer spending within social apps. So that means, generally speaking, if you have a business or if you've pondered like an Instagram shop or some other way of selling your wares, this is something to keep an eye on because it means that people are spending money on social media platforms. And a second one is live streaming is really having another moment. It was back, if you remember, in like 2014, 2015, that it was really, really taking off. And while it never went away, the focus shifted more towards regular video and imagery. But now that we have things like TikTok and Snapchat and even what Instagram is doing, live streaming is really back. And it's also interesting because TikTok, it's really its own ecosystem these days. The use of TikTok has now surpassed YouTube in both the U.S. and the U.K. in terms of how long people are spending in the app per user. So it's a really, really interesting thing to keep track of.
But as far as live streaming, is Facebook Live still the king?
No, I would not say that Facebook Live is the king. Facebook Live is a good way to live stream because of the fact that it's so large. But in terms of popularity, TikTok is more popular for live streaming. Instagram is even more popular for live streaming than Facebook would be.
Wow, interesting. Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And Scott, you know, people are always going to ask about what kind of video they're going to create, what kind of video is resonating. What's the answer?
You know, it's a really good question, and it's an important one. In general, the model of paying for content creators, you know, so instead of professionally produced content, that's in where you're actually paying for something more amateur, something more real. And this further illustrates a shift towards more authentic experiences. So in other words, you know, people are saying, don't wow me with production. Wow me with your message. Find the right people to create that message. When you combine strong messages with the tools that are in favor right now, like we were talking about with live streaming, you end up checking all the boxes. Attractive content that's deeply engaging and supported by live people that keep you on your site.
So for someone who has been doing this as long as you have, are you really surprised?
Honestly, not at all. I mean, the way we do things on social media is always evolving. You know, that's always an ongoing thing. It was all Facebook, and now it's still Facebook, but it's more TikTok, more Instagram. Instagram and TikTok are going to continue to go head-to-head with features. They're going to continue to try to win over audiences. But the fundamentals don't change, and that's what we should take away from all this. Because at the end of the day, if you have a plan to create amazing content for your audiences and then get them to come back and tell their friends, then you've cracked the code. And I think once you know how to do that, the rest gets easier. And, you know, that way, you know you need to do this and that because you'll use Instagram because you know where your audience is. That's where you come full circle. And that's how we started this conversation. You go where your audience is, but you give them the content that they want to see.
But to that point, if your content is good, your audience will go there, right? Even if they aren't now.
Well, that really is the million-dollar question. In theory, if I have the most engaging content on the planet and I say to you, you have to go to TikTok and see it, but you've never used TikTok before, my thought is you'll download TikTok because you'll have to see what it's all about. But I have to clarify, that's only going to happen if you give people a reason to download TikTok. And that's why the content portion of the equation is so key. Because in general, you want to listen to your audience. You still want to engage them where they are. But it's knowing how to take those next steps. And like I said earlier, I would absolutely spend more time on the what than the where. There's still so much competition for eyeballs that that's not going to change anytime soon.
Okay, let's get to the Scott Kleinberg Genius Bar now because we need help updating our iPhones. Headline today, Apple fixes security hole reportedly used to hack iPhone without user action. What do we need to know about this and what do we need to do, Scott?
Well, there's a few things, but the first main and easy one is if you have an Apple product right now, you should update the software. So there's an update waiting for your iPhone, for your iPad, for your Mac, for your Apple Watch. Anything Apple pretty much has an update, and you should update it now. The thing that's so interesting about this exploit is that it's really not targeted towards the general public, but the fact that it's out there and the fact that the ability exists to see things that are on your devices without you clicking anything warrants the reason why you need to update your software right away.
Looking at some emails and texts already about this, somebody from North Aurora asking about an old iPhone 5. Apple does update this software. Does Apple still update that software? Should I be worried about this security flaw with an old device?
Well, that is a really good question. It's two-parter. Whether or not they still update the iPhone 5, I don't know for sure. I don't think so. I think anything under like the 6 and the 6S is considered vintage. I'm not 100% sure of that. But the thing to know is if you're on an older device like that, the chances of something like this affecting your device is probably slimmer just because it's such an old device and people aren't using it. But if you have an option to update the software, definitely do it. But if you don't, it is probably for that reason, because the device is older.
I knew I shouldn't have gotten rid of my brick phone, Scott. Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist. Talk to you next week. Thank you, as always, Scott.
Anytime, Bob. Take care.